Brother Lang's not going to take very long at all, but what I want to do, I didn't quite quote that scripture just exactly right, and I want to read it directly because it's important that we understand everything that we see happen in our service, we can back it up by the Word of God. And if it can't be backed up by the Word of God, then we need to look at what we're doing. But everything, I want those, if there's some that are here that aren't familiar with what we're doing, I want you to understand why. And then we'll go on quickly after this into to the rest of the service. But over in James chapter 5, verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. A lot of times we stop right there, but there's James keeps writing just a little bit more. And verse 16, he says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. If we want to see the promise of James chapter 5, I don't know a single one of us among here that are perfect people. I have many faults. And if we want to see the promise of James chapter 5 come true, then, and we want to see the healing done, he tells us, confess our faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. What that tells me, Brother Langston, is that there's a possibility that healing is not coming sometimes because we might not be confessing and being true with each other about the faults that we have so that we can bear one another's burdens. To be able to confess your faults one to another, you've got to be able to trust that other person that when you tell that person your fault, they're not going to use it as a beating stick against you. You got to be able to trust that other person that they love you enough that when you confess those faults to them, they're going to take those faults and they're going to pray for you over those faults and pray that God will help you to receive victory over those faults so that you and the church and all of us can see the healing power of God that we are desiring to see. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias, or another name for him would be Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Verse 19, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. Brother Langston, Brother Lonnie, I don't know that I have any other commentary or anything else to say on that, but I felt that the Lord wanted me to read that because I didn't quite quote it correctly, and I don't ever want to mislead someone in the scripture. I want to tell you just exactly what it says, and I want it to be just exactly right. And if we want to see the healing of God the way that we are desiring to see it. The Word of God tells us to be honest one with another. But to be honest one with another, we have to know that that other person loves us enough that when we are honest with them about our faults, that we are going to pray for them. And pray for them that God would, Lord, bring us all back into the fold. Bring us as close back into the fold as you possibly can. Lord, bring us back in, and that that faults won't be used as a beating stick to drive us out of the fold. And things like that take time, children of God. You don't command trust. I can't get up here and say, you trust me. Trust me, and you automatically trust me. Things like that take time, and they take effort. They take self-sacrificial love for the other person so that the other person knows that you are willing to walk through that valley with them and to help them get through back on to the higher ground. And Lord, that's the desire of my heart, Uncle Lonnie. I want to make sure that I'm about my Father's business and I'm doing, but that I have a love about me that you will know that it is safe to confess your faults one to another so that we can, thank God, so that we can see the healing power of the Lord. So healing comes, one can come in the form of a physical healing, but the main healing that we are looking for, thank God, is for that love of God to be shed abroad in somebody's heart and to take an old heart that is dead to the sins of this world, and give it life and breathe into it what Mom said, the breath of life. That Greek word is the ruah of life. The breath of life is what he'll breathe in to a dead body and fill that body up with the Holy Ghost, and you will be able to live. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're desiring. We may have some healing like that that we're not seeing because there's some confessing of faults that we need to do one with another and bearing one another's burdens together, that we can see the healing power of God among those of us that need healing, and in our altar where we can feel and know that Holy Ghost power coming down. I'm thankful for the power of the Lord. Brother Langston, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all the help that we've had over the last couple of days, but I'm thankful that today it's mainly just us home folks here. And you know what's encouraging to me about that? It's just like what Brother Greg said. Those people were helpful when they came in, but the power of God that is with us here is just the same as what it is over there or anywhere else. We're thankful for their help, but we are children of God here, and we know how to get in touch with the Lord at the point that we need to get in touch with Him. Glory to God. And that power of God is just as real right here, even without the help. We appreciate all the help, but we can stand on the faith of knowing that we are children of God, and that power of God, we have every right to every single promise written in that Bible. It is ours to claim as His children. And Lord, I'm thankful for that. Brother, I need to get out of the way. I love the Lord. Y'all come ahead with however you feel. I think you were about to let them pray. However, whatever you feel like, lead Him, Lord.